And he said, the best suhoor for mu'min is the date. Try to do that too. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended us to pray taraweeh. Try your best not to miss any takbirah from taraweeh. I'm not saying to miss any rak'ah. No, takbirah al-ihram. To be there before the imam start the taraweeh prayer or the qiyam prayer. Don't miss any rak'ah. Don't say I'm tired or his prayer is too long. It's just a matter of days. It's only 29 nights you are going to pray. Brothers and sisters, from Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person will make dua while he's breaking his fast. There is certain supplication in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say when he break his fast, such as ذهب الظمأ تلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Try to learn these supplications and to practice these sunan while you are fasting, while you're breaking your fast, while you're eating your suhoor. Brothers and sisters, that leads me to the point number 8. We have to learn the rules of siyam. Brothers and sisters, let's change ourselves a little bit. Instead of fast or pray the way our parents or our people pray and fast, or this is the way back home they fast, or this is the way back home they pray, let's change this way of life. Let's open our mind. Let's go to the source of Islam, which is Al-Quran and As-Sunnah. Let's learn about the Prophet ﷺ, how he used to fast. Because not necessarily my parents and your parents, they pray and fast the same way the Prophet ﷺ used to pray and fast. Therefore, I'm asking every Muslim and Muslimah who are listening to my lecture today to go and ask for a book talking about Siyam, the way the Prophet ﷺ used to observe his Siyam, what he used to do during the month of Ramadan, and to learn from it. And make sure to grab the right book and you buy or purchase the book which is based on the authentic sunnah, the authentic narrations. Make sure that you're practicing the religion in the right way. You're not doing any kind of innovations or adding to the religion which does not belong to it. Point number 9. Choose a friend to help you during this month. And I would really not recommend more than one person. And this friend might be your wife or your husband. Or might be somebody else. A sister, she will choose another sister. Or a brother will choose one brother who is a pious person. Try to choose somebody who you think he is better than you in his religion. He's more knowledgeable than you. And you also like him. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help you reading the Quran. Memorizing some verses from the Quran. To choose for you some lectures. Some books to read during this month. Go with him to the Taraweeh prayer. Instead of only going together to hang out in Starbucks or in coffee shops, let's take the advantage of this month to hang out together in the masjid, to go together to Taraweeh, to Qiyam al-Layl, to break our fast in the masjid, to make i'tikaf, to distribute foods to the poor people, to help the imams in making the masjid a quiet and a clean place in order for the musallin, when they come to pray, to find a place where they can rest and enjoy the prayer. Try to find a friend. You can work with him. Something can be beneficial for our community. Try to find a friend to help you to develop a pamphlet, for example, or a tape, and to distribute this tape for Muslims after the Salat. Or to distribute this pamphlet, which is mentioning some of the rules of Siyam and some of the benefits of Siyam, some verses and a hadith. You will write it down in this pamphlet, then you will distribute it among the community. Try to think about something could be very beneficial for the community. And this will be only if we help each others, if we work with each others to develop ourselves and our community and all of that, just because we are all seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10. Stay away from sins. Major sins, minor sins. They are very dangerous, especially during this month. And the persons when he commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace in his heart a black spot for each sin he committed. And during this month, we want to keep our heart pure and away from these black spots. 11, stay away from everything will not help you to be a good Muslim during this month. Bad companies, TVs, video games, all these kind which it will waste your time, which will not allow you to utilize this time in a good cause. Stay away from it. Stay away from listening to musics or CDs which is contained songs. Protect your eyes, your gaze. Protect your ear. Protect your senses from doing any haram. Try to attend to any circle of knowledge during this month. If there is an imam who teaching Quran and tafsir, join them. If there is an imam teaching a book, join him and listen and learn. This is the best thing you can do during this month, to learn your deen. 12, try if you can, at least the time you will not be in your job, you're not working, to go 10 minutes or 15 minutes before each adhan. Go to the masjid 15 or 10 minutes before adhan. Wait in the masjid until the muadhin will come and will call for adhan. Believe me, brothers and sisters, it really tastes different than what you think. When you are there waiting for the adhan, not there waiting for the iqama, no, waiting for the adhan. It's a lot different. And only who tried this before, he knew the difference. It will help you, this 10 or 15 minutes, to read a lot of Quran, to make a lot of dhikr. Therefore, I recommend you to go earlier as much as you can before the adhan, to be there in the masjid, waiting for the adhan, waiting for the prayer. Take the advantage of this month to be dutiful to your parents and to your relatives. If your family is living with you, try your best that you break your fast with them, or to eat your lunch together, or your suhoor together. Because these days, the hearts are open. You can be more closer to them than ever. If your parents away from you, call them every other day, every day. Your relatives, those who have not heard from you, maybe years, maybe months, call them in this month. Because this is one of the great acts of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. And whenever we do something good, Allah rewards us by opening our heart to do more good. So try to take the advantage of this month to be dutiful to your parents and your relatives. Try to join your community also during this month. You're joining them in Taraweeh. You're joining them in Iftar in so many masjids. The people gather together and they break their fast together in the masjids. Participate in that by your existence, by your financial support, by also by cooking food and providing this food for people to break their fast. As you know, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever provide food for a person who is fasting to break his fast with this food, you will get a reward similar to his reward